Okay, this is a meeting of the Pacifica National Board Governance Committee. I'm the chair, Dave Adelson. R. Paul Martin's the secretary. R. Paul, can you call the roll, please? Hello?
Yes. Grace Aaron?
Here.
David Adelson?
Here.
Teresa Allen? Mary Berg?
Here.
Max Blachet?
Max.
Here?
Max?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Lydia Brazon?
Here.
Marty Derlin? Jane Gatewood?
Here.
Bob Lederer?
Here.
R. Paul Martin? Here. Sarv Randhawa? Sandra Rawline?
Here.
Oh, cool.
Doreen Roberts? Rob Robinson?
Here.
Deb Shafto? Hakim Takash?
It's Hockham.
Okay. And we appear to have a quorum.
Thank you. Okay, this meeting was called called specially for the purpose of considering a single agenda item, which was a proposed bylaws change that was worked on by the bylaws working group for consideration by the PNB, I believe, at this coming Monday's PNB meeting. And then since that was called, Serene Roberts has proposed another item, bylaws revision, that she would like considered. And I agreed to place that on the agenda. I'd like that this call not exceed an hour and a half in length total. Let's just divide it by 45 minutes for each item, and that will apply if we I'm suggesting that we adopt an agenda that says neither item will exceed 45 minutes, and if we finish the first one early, then we're still limiting the second to 45 minutes. Would people accept that as a proposal?
Yes.
Yes. Sounds good.
Is there any objection to that?
We need to phrase that.
Okay, 45 minutes per item, two items. The first is the bylaws working group proposal put forth by Lydia, sent to the group by Lydia Brazon. The second is the proposal on the completion of terms sent to the group by Serene Roberts. Each item will be limited to not more than 45 minutes.
Okay.
And so is there no objection? So hearing none, we adopt that. It is now, who's willing to keep time?
I will.
Who said that?
This is Sandra in Houston. According to my watch, it's 7:15.
Okay, so not past 8 on this item.
I have.
And off we go. I'll turn it over to Lydia.
Yes, okay, so this is actually a recommendation from the bylaws, the fact of, is that a horn?
Yes.
Oh, okay. From the PacGov Bylaws Working Group.
Lydia, can you distinguish between the PacGov Bylaws Working Group and the this committee's Governance Working Group? Bylaws Working Group?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. And so this has come out of, number one, some of the local groups having worked around the various issues, and everything kind of comes back to the timeline that we're constrained by between the bylaws convention, the 6 months to notice the bylaws convention, little agreement on what that bylaws convention is going to be, and then we have some bylaws constraints about 60-day notices, and of course the fact that we have to start this process a year from now in terms of elections. And even though most people in most of the groups are proposing other entirely different timelines for the elections, ultimately, it did not seem feasible to be able to get that passed in time to affect a member vote, a membership vote. And in other words, it would require an additional membership ballot prior to next year's elections, which would be incredibly costly. And even if we could do it, it doesn't seem like it would be feasible post the convention
Lydia, can I clarify something? What you're talking about is the fact that some of these proposals affect the manner and number and manner of elections, and therefore have to be approved not just by the board but by the membership?
Exactly. But we do not believe that the particular timeline that we're proposing with today's amendment proposal applies to a membership vote, because we're not changing any of the outside dates to that election. If anything, when, and we're not hindering anything having to do with membership participation or anything that would negatively impact the membership. If anything, we're going the other way with it and allowing more time to receive the ballots in terms of the mailing and also the preparation of the ballots, so that we can hopefully not run into the, some of the problems that we have in the past two elections. And so that was the thinking. Certainly, all of the election supervisors from the first and second election have made similar proposals that just please give us more time to prepare. It takes them a long time. Most people tend to wait till the last day to send in their application. They have to contact them. They don't get their, you know, they need more orientation in terms of getting their statements in and the filling out the questionnaires, et cetera. So it takes the local supervisors more time, and then subsequently it takes the national supervisor a longer time as well to get everything together. And then, of course, last year we ran into problems with the mailing house, et cetera. So we just need more of the internal time. And at least in most signal areas, we found that most people waited till the end to send in their application anyway. So you really waste most of the two-month leeway period there to make to send in your application. And in terms of the overall timeline. So by shortening the application time from 60 days to 30 days, we thought that then it gives you an extra 30 day to split the difference between the election supervisors need to for more time to prepare, and of course, more, I think very importantly, which is the time for the ballots to get to the membership and or not get to the membership, and then we find out and need the added time to apply to get an extra ballot, or, you know, replacement ballot, et cetera.
Lydia,
so
I
that's
think
the
it
that's the rationale.
I think it would help at this point if you read the specific proposal.
Okay. Well, let me first say what's changing. The original dates were election nominations open July 25th. That will remain the same. There's no change then. The record date, however, which the bylaws require to be 45 days prior to the date the ballots are mailed, will change from right now, August 31st, to August 16th. The nomination close date was September 25th, will now be August 25th. The ballots were mailed on
October. Can you go a little more slowly?
Okay.
Elections close date will change?
Nominations
will change from what to what?
From 9:25 to 8:25.
This is what's in the email that you sent, is it not?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I'll pull that up, sorry.
The ballots were mailed previously October 15th and now will be mailed on September 30th.
Mm-hmm.
The ballots will be due the same dates, November 15th. The ballots will be counted by the same date, December 1st. So none of the outside dates change. So for that reason, we absolutely think this is feasible. Now,
May I jump in? This is Mark.
Sure.
You say it's feasible. You're saying that in essence we're not really changing the manner or whatever.
No,
the
that's right.
Exactly.
No one
on any of the committees that we dealt with, which meant at least the local committees that were present during our bylaws. Packed bylaws meetings, felt that there was any need for the membership vote on this. However, we did feel on some of the other changes long-term for changing the entire election to next May, obviously, or whatever, would obviously require a membership vote. So that's why minimally we want to do this, just to at least ensure that next time we don't run into some of the problems that we did before.
So you're saying, so whatever you're asking the PMB to pass would not need to go to the membership for a vote, at least as you're arguing it at this
That's
point.
Right, exactly.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
At what point are we, this is Max, at what point are we going to ask council to look into this?
I don't believe that we have to ask council to look into this.
Could you read the bylaws amendment start to finish? It's that thing that says Article 4 and is one paragraph long? Just for the record.
Yes. Can you hold on a moment? Oops, hold on a second.
Or I can read it. I have.
Yeah, why don't you read it? I was looking for my glasses.
Proposed Bylaws Amendment, Article 4, Delegates, Section 5, Election Time Frame. In a delegate election year, the nominations for vacating seats shall open on July 25th and remain open for 31 days, closing on August 25th. The national and local election supervisors shall thereafter prepare the written ballots for each radio station, listing all of the candidates and setting forth all other information required by these bylaws. Ballots shall be mailed or otherwise made available to the members on September 30th, or the following day of September 30th is a mail holiday. To be counted, a ballot must be received on or before November 15th, the election close date. All ballots shall be held sealed until the election close date. If the required quorum of ballots is not received by the election's close date, then the election close date shall be extended by 2 additional weeks. The national and local election supervisors shall have up to 15 days after the election close date to count the ballots and certify the results to the LSBs, the board, and the members, which results must be reported by December 1st or, if the election close date was extended, by December 15th, and shall be posted on the foundation's and the radio station's website. If no quorum of ballots is obtained by the extended date, then those delegates whose terms would have expired upon the election of new delegates shall remain in office until the next regularly scheduled delegate election. Member record date will be August 16th. So is it my understanding that the only thing that's changing in this relative to the existing bylaws are the dates?
That's right.
That you listed. And when you say outside...
There's one... thing is that in the current bylaws, that very last sentence that says member record date will be August 16th doesn't exist. There's the previous section in Article 3 that simply states that the record date for anything that we send to the membership in terms of a ballot has to be 45 days before the date of mailing the ballot.
Okay.
And so that's never been part of this paragraph, and I think it simplifies it for all the dates relative to the timeline that they all be in the same section. So we just added that. We're not replacing it. We're just adding it. And yes, so that's all
okay.
It is. The specific changes are 31, numerical and written, August 25th, September 30th, September 30th, again specified in parens, and member record date, August 16th. Those are the only changes. Everything is the same.
And the outside, when you say the outside dates aren't changing, you mean the beginning of the process and the end of the process.
That's right.
Right.
So what you're changing is record date, nomination close, ballots mailed, and ballots due date.
The ballots due date stays the
same.
No,
ballots due date does not change.
Just the other three.
Only
so the sequence of events remains the same, David.
Right, it's just the timing. Okay, it's open for discussion.
Before we go, could I suggest that we, it's a small thing, but you have July 25th and then September 30th. Should we put a TH in there or take them out? Do we want to be consistent? Do we care?
What?
In the motion.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay, I have. It says August 25th TH instead of just August 25th. I would take out the TH.
Take out the THs?
Yeah.
Mary Berg, I'd like to be on the staff.
Okay, Mary, anyone else? Did I hear Max?
No, I'm fine. No.
Okay.
No.
I'll put myself on after Mary. Anyone else?
Dane.
Okay.
Point of information?
Yeah, go ahead.
It does now say, or the following business day, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Thank you. Got it.
So slavish to business.
Anyhow,
Bob, Mary.
I'd like to be at it.
Bob, okay.
Yeah. Am I on? This is Mary.
Go ahead.
Okay. I think we might consider just adding after member record date will be August 16th, in parens, 45 days from what we want, ballot due date, just so that people don't have to do the calculation, and if they want to look and they say, wait a minute, it's not the same thing, and we could show that it is. The main thing I wanted to say is it seems clear. I too, don't see why we would need a lawyer. There's just not, I mean, it's not increasing or extending the terms. It's not increasing the quorum. It's not changing proxy rights. It's not changing the voting methods or manner of counting ballots. And it has no effect on members' rights as to voting or transfers. So it's clear that it doesn't affect. I mean, I was going back to what Max said earlier. We're going to have a lawyer. And I have got the conditions here, and I don't see that there's even any remote way. I don't see any remote need for that. So I think it's a good idea, is what I'm saying.
I'll defer and go after Jane and Bob.
I have a minor point. Can you hear me all right? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Right now I'm working on...
dog barking in the background.
Is that a dog or some kind of
no,
electronic
I know.
Creature?
It's an electronic thing.
I think that when we give this to the PMB, it would be helpful if we gave them the original text with the original language that we're eliminating, struck and through, and then the replacement language. I'm working on that right now. So in other words, in the first line it says, shall open on July 25th and remain open for 31 days. What I'm doing is the original said 62 days, and I'm leaving the original language, striking through it, and then putting after it 31 days in bold so that people can see that we're what we're... It's just a little bit easier to follow. So.
Thanks. Bob?
Yeah, well, I support this amendment. There are two things that I think we need to look at with it. One of them we might consider as an amendment to the amendment, and the other would be a separate freestanding proposal. The amendment is on the question of the record date being 45 days beforehand. Now, I could be wrong, but my recollection was that the National Election Supervisor said that it wasn't actually necessary to have the full 45 days in order to do the necessary review of the membership. And under at least this current schedule, that or the new schedule that's being proposed by this amendment, it would... let's see, the record date, I believe, is August 16th. And I don't know about any of the other four stations, but at WBAI, we usually, not this year, but normally we do a pledge drive the first 2 weeks in August. And that would create a kind of awkward and bad situation for listeners where you're telling them, and if you become a member during this drive, you'll have the right to vote, but only if all of their checks and paperwork are in before the record date, which a lot of people, you know, wait until they get the invoice in the mail, which can come, you know, 1 to 3 weeks after the pledge drive. So I think we might want to consider suggesting that the record date be the end of August, 2 weeks later, which would still leave 30 days for whatever procedures the supervisor wants to go through.
Dave, can you put me on the stack to respond?
Yeah, that was one point. The other point is not about this amendment, which I support, but as a separate thing, I would like to propose that we recommend a policy, not a bylaws amendment, but a policy by the PNB to deal with concerns that have been raised that 30 days to fill out your paperwork as a candidate and to collect your necessary number of signatures. If somebody is an independent candidate, not connected to any slate, doesn't have resources at their disposal, 30 days may be a little tight, but we could extend that without actually amending the bylaws to extend it, and that is that you could have a policy that the forms, the nomination packets, should be made available 30 days earlier, but they just can't be filed, and so that would keep intact what this amendment is proposing, that the nominations are open, meaning open for being for filing your papers for 30 days. But 30 days before that, you could actually get access through the station's website or through a hard copy at the station. And that would make sure that people, you know, have that maximum period of time to collect names.
I appreciate that suggestion, but unless it's an amendment to the bylaws amendment, and given that we're just dealing with these agenda items, I'd recommend that work through the bylaws working group committee, or you can bring it to the governance committee as new business if you like. Is there any problem with that, or do you want it considered today?
Well, the problem with going through another mechanism is that it then decouples it from, I mean, assuming the PND adopts our proposal to pass this amendment, the Lydia's amendment, then...
Working Groups Amendment.
Okay,
yeah.
Sorry. Working Groups Amendment, that it's then going out without the knowledge simultaneously there's another proposal that, you know, kind of affects it, even though it's not directly related to it. So I think it's within the spirit of tonight's agenda, even though it's not technically a bylaw.
Okay. Well,
can I get on the stack, Serena?
I would like
Serena,
to also.
Okay. Serena and Mary.
About this.
Don't forget me, Dave.
I've got you written down. Okay. So I'm next. The only question I have is, if this doesn't need to go to the listenership, what's the rush? Why are we doing this for this PNB meeting? Mm. I mean, we have a year and a half till the next election. We have a year till the next time this starts. So I'm confused by why we need to consider it at this moment. And the other issue is, so I take it that the reason it's being argued it doesn't need to go before the membership is because it doesn't increase or extend terms, increase quorum for members' meetings, change proxy rights, authorize cumulative voting, or change the voting method or manner of counting ballots, or materially or adversely affect a member's right as to voting or transfer. I just, to play the absolute devil's advocate, you could have changed all these dates so they were within 2 days of each other, and somebody would make the argument that you've changed it. But these dates are not.
Okay. You know,
it's just a change in dates. So I don't have any. It doesn't seem to be a material change to any of those things. So given that, why are we doing this now? Why couldn't we have done it in the normal course of...
Am I in the next on the stack?
It is you, then Serene, then Mary.
Okay. So why now is because everything else that we're discussing, or much of what we're discussing in the local working groups and so forth, relates to when we're going to have the election and how that's going to play itself out. For example, the whole record date issue. One of the issues that we've seriously discussed here at KPFK is the auditing of the subscriptions departments or whoever has the membership at the various stations. And so that we don't run into this problem where so much of the membership is disempowered and not allowed to vote for various reasons. And that can't happen unless we can start working with our subscription supervisors, directors now to let them know when the drop-dead date is for the record date and they can start planning, et cetera. And, of course, it has to do also, as Bob pointed out, they're going to have a summer fund drive at KPFK. We don't have to deal with that. But there are a number of issues that have to do with elections, and unless we can know how this is going to come down. That's one. But the other reason, the main reason, is because we strongly believe, even though the bylaws doesn't require it, that bylaws changes should be made at public meetings. And there are very few left. We only have September. January gets taken up by the seating of the new members and voting on committees, etc. And, you know, and then you have March and June, and then you have a convention in between, and you have, and it's also more easy, it's easier to assimilate the information if we can do it in chunks, right? So the next one might have six items that are rather unanimous and have achieved consensus. So that was the reason. But when you look at the time frame, even to get this done, we're going to have 60 days of twice-a-day announcements on air at all of the stations before you can consider it at the September meeting. So let's just do it because it's holding up the works in terms of people's concerns about at least the election already. And it's only a year away that we start, and we have to start looking for the election supervisor at the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But I, first of all, I still don't understand the first part of what you said at all. Mm-hmm. And then the second part is if you're talking about moving the whole election date anyway, then all these things would change, wouldn't they?
No, because you can't achieve that. It's physically impossible to achieve that before next year's election.
To achieve any change in the date.
Right, because you'd have to spend the money in sending out a special mailing to all of the membership sometime after the convention, assuming you can reach consensus, which is doubtful. It's just one
you think?
Convention, yeah. So even though many people agree that we should change the whole thing till the spring, you have to have a membership vote because it would impact the length of the term and so forth. No, we worked this at all of the committees, and when you work with the constraints of the bylaws, which are exaggerated, it's extremely difficult. We had no choice. We worked backwards with all of the timelines, and that's how we arranged. All of a sudden, we found ourselves, you know, with our backs against the wall, and we better get moving. So we really need to move forward on this, if possible.
Well, working backwards is certainly a Pacifica tradition.
Yes, it is.
Irene.
Hi, thanks. I wanted to support this amendment and to offer a little tweak to Bob's amendment, which is that the forms should be available 30 days in advance, but directly from the supervisor as opposed to on the website, since the impact of the, at this point, of the Fair Campaign rules, they would in fact take, we want to make sure that as soon as someone has their paperwork and indicates an intent to run by requesting the paperwork, they understand what the regulations are in terms of their conduct.
This is Lydia. I forgot. I'm sorry. In my comments, I was supposed to respond to Bob's request to extend the record date, and that to me seems to be more problematic. We had extensive discussions of this in the working group, and what this date right now is the concession specific to WBAI. And we worked it out with Serene. We actually wanted more time for the membership to receive their ballots and so forth. So we cut some of that time out already. We're not likely to agree to do it anymore. The other reason is because it affects another article in the bylaws, which specifies 45 days. Regardless of what the election supervisor said, it's very clear. 45 days from the mailing of any ballot. It wasn't specific to these elections. There was any kind of a ballot that goes out, the membership has to have the 45 days. So we can't, I think that would be infinitely more challengeable. We were very careful to keep this, the changes to a bare minimum so that it wouldn't be challenged. So with all due consideration to that, I think that we made the maximum concession on that point. Otherwise, it defeats the whole purpose of having this. If you end up making the record date later and you run into all of these problems with the mailing later, et cetera, then why make the change? It makes no sense. So,
Mary.
Chair? Point of parliamentary inquiry here.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't think there's actually an amendment on the floor right now. Somebody just mentioned
there is no amendment on
right,
the floor as far as
make,
I heard.
Make
no.
sure we're all clear on that. Thank
okay.
You.
About Bob's idea to make the packets available, I don't think we need to have any kind of amendment for that. The packets have been available before that time anyway, if people wanted to look at them. So there's nothing in the bylaws I find that says when the packets are made available. So I don't think we need to make anything about that, personally. But as to, I think Lydia's right about extending the record, the recording. And Dave, I don't know if you're clear on it now, but why, you know, you say why wait? Well, the sooner we can get all of this done, the better. This is a simple thing. We're going to have hard things, and everything is going to run longer than we think it is. So, and I just want to emphasize, we do indeed need to start in January to start posting and looking for this, for election supervisor, so that we can get him hired in time, so that there's time to vet him and everything else. Let's just get this done so people know about it. And another reason is, if that all weren't true, it makes people aware that this is happening. I mean, they've got to begin thinking. It's kind of, people are just thinking, well, you know, the bylaws will change sometime and the elections will happen sometime. Well, it's all going to be happening, and we won't be able to change the election procedures very much yet. We can only change these few things, as you see. Let's at least get that done and out of the way. There's just no reason not to do it now, and there's every reason to do it now.
Is there any further discussion?
This is Sandra in Houston.
Go ahead.
And I would like to speak in support of this. I think it's a good idea. Having been on the election committee in KPFT Houston for the last 2 years, I've witnessed firsthand what takes place when the election is going on, and I think shortening the length of time that people are allowed to put in their ballots is not going to be troublesome. If anything, it will encourage people to, if they're really interested, to get on the ball. And allowing the election supervisors and the people, the elections committee, additional time to make sure that the ballots are, and the statements are sent out in a timely fashion, and having a little extra time for that, as well as time to receive the ballots, and then for people to mark them and mail them in. That's really where people need the extra time. It's not in, you know, giving extra time to people while they hem and haw whether or not they want to run. So that's just my opinion on it, and I wanted to put that out, that I'm in support of it just the way it is.
Any further discussion, or are we ready to vote?
Serene, can I just jump back on the stack for a minute?
Go ahead. Yeah, there is no stack. It's you.
With regard to the record date, I did, of course, talk about the fact that we normally do an August fundraising drive, and I don't know how much time the current proposal allots for the mailing and return of ballots, but the one we looked at on, what was that, Tuesday, Wednesday, recently, had 7.5 weeks, which I thought was way more than we really needed. Even if, you know, although we'd be using third-class mail, I thought that 6 weeks was adequate. So I would support shifting the election, the record date back in such to whatever date that would be, that would then allow for 6 weeks of mailing.
To clarify, the issue of mailing third class or whatever isn't part of this, is it?
Well, it's a concern. It's not a formal part of the motion, but it is part of, exactly.
Yes, I mean, if we were going to send something out first class, right, it would get there the next day. We wouldn't need this much time. We'd find out immediately when an address was wrong and whatever. But that's a whole different controversial issue across the network because of the monies involved. And the costs we had been quoted before were prohibitive. So maybe that would happen and solve everything, but in the event that it doesn't, we at least have something in place because it's unlikely given the network's financial situation. So
even under the best case scenario, I can't imagine that we would want to give more money to the U.S. Postal Service than we have to. So since we're looking at 45 days...
It's a fine institution.
Institution being the key word. 45 days...
I like the U.S. Postal Service.
I like the workers of the U.S. Postal Service. That's different. And I have the T-shirt to prove it. But anyway, the 45 days from the mail date to the record date, and then the time from the mail date to the return date, if allotting 6 weeks from the due date, ballot due date, between the ballot due date and the mail date, 6 weeks, and then moving backwards, if you will, through the system, through the schedule, 45 days to the latest possible record date, so that people who will be pledging during the summer, I know A is doing one this year, I don't know if that's their pattern, it is our pattern to do...
It's our pattern.
To do like 10 days, 10, 12 days within the first 2 weeks of the month. And I'm very committed to people who know that there's an upcoming election and choose to join during the most recent drive. But during the most recent drive, they should be able, in fact, to join and still get voting privileges. I don't cheer the fear that, you know.
But during the date we have right before us is what you agreed to the other night. Are you changing that? That's my...
I think I had said 6 weeks was enough for me for mailing. So
you were there and you gave me the date. That's what we all agreed on. We were all on the call, and that was the date we agreed on. You sat
my
there with the calendar, and
I haven't
changed anything since two nights ago. So,
Lydia, I'm aware that I was on the call. My position then was that 6 weeks of mailing, so I'm now getting to a computer, so I don't know what the date is specifically, but since someone raised the issue of the record date, I want
right.
to make sure that
okay.
my...
The date...
Lydia, I'm sorry, no,
the
I want
to... The date we agreed on...
Lydia, I have the floor, please, let me finish.
Okay.
I want to be sure that the date that we're talking about here is, in fact, the one that allows for 6 weeks of mailing and then 45 days.
Well, I feel a wave of parliamentary fervor coming on, and, so I would like to do this as a, considering this as a motion. So we have the motion before us. Are you wanting to amend this motion, Sari?
No, because I don't have the date yet. I can't be specific in my amendment. I'm just sharing the concern and asking whether someone who does have it in front of them can tell me whether that concern has been addressed.
I just feel dumb as a stump in
this
whole conversation.
The date is August the 16th.
What is the question, Serene?
Okay. Is the record date that we're now considering?
August the 16th.
Okay, not what is the record. Let me finish my
Go ahead.
Okay. Is the record date that we're looking at 45 days before mailing date that is itself 6 weeks from the return date?
Yes. Yes on question
okay.
number one and yes on question number two. We're pretty darn close.
Then we're happy.
Within a day or two.
Okay.
Okay, so there's no amendment that you want to make at this point. I wish I understood this stuff. And I'm going to abstain because I don't. Okay, is there any further discussion? Hearing none, then I'd like, Arpal, can you call the roll on the proposed amendment?
Yep.
So the amendment is that we will put this will be something that will be put forward to the PMB. The one thing I want to clarify is what I heard was that the dates are such, and I actually, before we go to the roll, I do have another point. I think as part of this motion, there needs to be something that calls upon the PMB to act on it at this meeting in order that the announcements on the air happen. In other words, there was the reason for doing this now, there was a whole line of thinking on
right.
it. I don't know whether we need to amend the motion to... let's not, because that would be too hard to do right now. But if somebody could write that rationale so that will be part... And we agree that will be part of the presentation of the National Board, I think that would be helpful.
Mm-hmm. Good idea.
Because they might be as confused as we are.
There you are.
Well, you guys aren't, but I'm stunned.
This is Jane. I have a little clarification.
Go ahead.
I think that we modified Lydia's original motion to insert the word business before the following. We changed September 22nd to say September 30th, and we changed the following day to following business day.
And we removed TH from August 25.
So that's all right?
And
that's what we're voting on?
Yeah, well, I'll ask Arpal to read the amended motion. I mean, the motion with those changes.
No, and it is true that Mary suggested that we add the 45-day stipulation after August 16th. I happen to think it's not necessary because the 45-day is described in the article right before this.
It's just that if people look and they think, oh, that's not 45 days.
And I just think the less we have, changes
okay.
we have, the better.
Because if you specify that, then that there are additional questions to get made. And, but
okay.
more to the point, that was never made as an amendment.
Yes.
So
we're going to delete that or not delete it?
I don't think we're going to. I mean, I haven't heard a formal request to amend the motion to specify that. The rest were just corrections to the language.
Okay. Well, do people not want to put that in there? It's okay with me.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm sorry. I dropped off for a minute.
Not to.
Okay, well, let's take it as an amendment. Are there objections to Mary's proposal?
Yes, I just expressed the objection.
Okay.
Okay.
Shall we call the roll on...
No,
withdraw it?
Yeah.
Okay,
sure,
then we can go. So, Arpal, can you read the revised bylaw amendment proposal?
Yes. Can you hear me, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. The motion is... to amend Article 4, Delegates, Section 5, Election Time Frame, to read, in a delegate election year, the nominations for vacating seats shall open on July 25th and remain open for 31 days, closing on August 25. The national and local election supervisors shall thereafter prepare the written ballots for each radio station, listing all of the candidates and setting forth all other information required by these bylaws. Ballots shall be mailed or otherwise made available to the members on September 30 or the following business day if September 30 is a mail holiday. To be con- To be counted, a ballot must be received on or before November 15, the, quote, election close date, unquote. All ballots shall be held sealed until the election close date. If the required quorum of ballots is not received by the election's close date, then the election's close date shall be extended by 2 additional weeks. The national and local elections supervisors shall have up to 15 days after the election close date to count the ballots and to certify the results to the LSBs, the board, and the members, which results must be reported by December 1, or, if the election close date was extended, by December 15, and shall be posted on the foundation's and the radio station's websites. If no quorum of ballots is obtained by the extended date, then those whose terms would have expired upon the election of new delegates shall remain in office until the next regularly scheduled delegate election. Member record date will be August 16.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's Can you call the roll, please?
Yes.
Down here. Point of order. I thought it was just agreed that the member record date was not going to be part of this.
No, it was agreed that we wouldn't specify that the member record date was 45 days.
Right.
Oh, okay.
That was Mary's
That was
point.
I thought it would be clarifying, but everybody thought it would be muddying, so I thought, okay, let's take it out.
Okay, fine.
Can you call the roll, Paul?
Yes. Grace Aaron? David Adelson?
Abstain.
Mary Berg?
Yes.
Teresa Allen? Max Blaché?
Abstain.
Lydia Brejean?
Yes.
Marty Derlin? Jane Gatewood?
Yes.
Bob Lederer?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin? Yes. Sarv Rundawa? Sandra Rawline?
Yes.
Doreen Roberts?
Yes.
Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Deb Shafto? Akim Takash? All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I have 8, 4, none against, 2 abstentions.
I'd just like to reaffirm my support for the U.S. Postal Service as opposed to private services.
I move that we give a big resounding cheer for the public mail service.
Here. Okay, the next item on the agenda. The next item on the agenda is a proposal by Serene Roberts.
Before you go on,
yep.
I wanted to bring a motion on what I said earlier about a policy for making the forms available earlier. Not part of the bylaws, but a policy that we recommend that the board adopt a policy on.
My concern is that there's almost certain to be discussion needed. It hasn't been vetted through the working group process, and it doesn't a policy change doesn't require the lead time for announcement. So since it wasn't on the agenda, I mean, I'll entertain it if you want to, if you really feel it's necessary, but I would ask that you consider putting it forward at a different time.
Hold on.
The question to Bob while we're still on this agenda item. He has the right, if he wants, to raise it. If I don't rule it out of order, it's just a request by the chair. Bob, what would you like to do?
Well, I appreciate your concern. I'm not absolutely pushing it tonight, but I would like to hear some preliminary feedback. I know already one person said that she didn't even think it was necessary at all because it could just be done.
We do it.
Yeah,
I'll second your motion.
I'd like to hear from other
people. Okay, so the motion's been put forward, it's been seconded, and we now have, by my clock, another, 8 minutes on this agenda? Is that correct, Sandra?
Actually, my clock says we have 5 minutes till 8.
Okay, so we have 5 more minutes. Lydia, I heard, who else?
Point of order, can we hear this?
Yeah, I will ask for it to be reread. Just give me the stack.
There's no reread. It hasn't been actually read.
Okay, Bob, would you go ahead and propose the motion?
Yes, that the Governance Committee recommend that the PNB adopt a policy requiring local election supervisors to make nomination packets available 30 days before the opening of nominations.
I second the motion.
Okay, discussion?
Jane?
Did I hear Lydia also?
Yes.
Jane, Lydia?
Oh, I was on, too. I mean, I wanted to be on.
Jane, Lydia, Mary?
I need the very end of this again. Let me read what I got.
Deborah from Houston would like to be on the stack as well.
Chair, could I read what I got?
Please.
That the governance committee recommend to the PNB, that the PNB, adopt a policy requiring local elections supervisors to make election packets available 30 days before...
30 days before the opening of delegate nominations. And actually, I misspoke when I said election packets. I meant nomination packets.
You want 30 days before the opening of nominations, right?
Right.
Can I ask a clarifying question? It still remains the case that once they get that packet, they've essentially triggered the fair election provisions, even if the election hasn't opened?
No. No.
That would have
to
be decided later. I'm not taking a position on that one.
No, we've never done that. We've made it available for people to read and see if they want to do it, but they don't even sign that they're getting it. We've handed those out so that the more people get them, the better.
Okay, now I didn't understand that. Okay, so there's Jane, Lydia, Mary, and Sandra. We can't get through that unless you take a minute each. Does somebody want to move to extend this agenda item?
I move we spend a minute each and extend it.
There won't be able time for response. I recommend that we take 10 minutes from the subsequent item. Does anybody want to so move?
I so move. This is Lydia.
Is there any objection? Subsequent item, Serene, is your item, so...
Yeah, you can object.
Is that okay with you?
Where's Serene
going? Sorry, we moved that last.
I asked for a motion and she so moved that we take the 10 minutes from the next agenda item rather than adding it to the length of the meeting.
No, make it 5 minutes and let everyone talk fast.
Okay.
Is there any objection to 5 minutes?
No.
Talk fast. Jane.
I'd like to request that, you as chair, Dave, just ask if there's any objections to this motion and move forward.
I can't hear you.
I couldn't hear you, Jane.
Jane, can you hear me now?
No.
Barely.
Can you ask if there are any objections and we can just move forward?
Are there...
We may have consensus.
Well, I can tell you that I don't even fully understand. I want to talk about it if we're going to do it.
Go ahead, then.
I just don't understand entirely the issues. Lydia?
Oh, I'm the first on the set. Okay, well, number one, I do think that the way that it's written, that the way that the last election supervisor wrote it and the way all of the local election supervisors wanted it was to have a formal, like, registering with a local election supervisor before getting a packet, as opposed to the way that it was the first election. So we're going to run into some issues. However, I think it would be valuable to raise it if at the PMB meeting on Monday people raise the issue, which I don't think they will, but if they do raise the issue that it's not sufficient time for starting the process by cutting it down to 30 days, that he can raise that at a future meeting he will propose a policy so as to get the packets early.
But I
don't think it's a slam dunk. I mean, I think because of the way that we've been doing it, we did it at the last election where there's an actual registration process that begins with a nomination process, that I think it might be problematic, but I don't personally object to it. I would support it, actually. I think we should give the extra 30 days if I don't have an objection to the 30 days.
Mary?
Yeah, the registration idea was one of Kenny Mustern's brainstorms that didn't work, and we handed them out to everybody anyway, because they only did this to do some fancy little thing, I've even forgotten what, that didn't get done. They were going to keep track of some damn thing, and it didn't work, and they handed them out anyway, as I say. So what I totally support it, but I don't want, because I support it, I don't want it. I would go with it, but not if we're going to present it this Monday, because then it will trigger a whole damn thing. And I think we just slide it in there and do it, because there's nothing in the bylaws whatever that speaks to, in the procedures that speaks to, about the packet. That was just Kenny Mostern's thing, and he's pretty well discredited, and it has not become law. There was no amendment. We can just go back. In our place, in our 4 years, we handed them out all the time. And we, as I said, we continued to do it, and we're going to do it again. So.
Okay, Sandra.
Yeah, just weighing in. I oppose any additional policies. We already have enough policies as it is. But, you know, this idea of registering people and whatnot is just a lot of hooey. Mm-hmm. You know, when the elections committee get together, they put the packet together. Anybody and everybody is welcome to come by and pick one up.
Right.
We encourage people passing them out. We encourage people going out. The Committee of Inclusion encourage everybody going out into different neighborhoods and areas so that we can try to enlist a diverse pool of candidates. I don't think we need a policy about it. If anything, you're going to make a policy that, you know, you need to hand out as many of these packets as to as many of these people as you can. You know, that would be my policy. But, no, I'm opposed to doing a policy where, you know, it's official. You can hand them out 30 days prior to.
It's not necessary. I just received an email from somebody on the Elections Committee saying no need for governance to do this. Elections Committee is working on these issues.
Well, that too, but...
Just so you know, turf.
I'm not on the Elections Committee.
Well,
anymore.
I am, and I'm speaking for the Election Committee.
All right.
Same as Sandra.
So we're at time, so unless there's a motion to table, we'll go to a vote. Okay, can you call the roll, Paul?
Okay. Oh, this is the question to do it at this meeting?
Yeah. That's right. If we pass this, that's what will happen.
All right. I should read it. The motion is that the Governance Committee recommend that the PNB adopt a policy requiring local elections supervisors to make nominations packets available 30 days before the opening of delegate nominations.
I just want to clarify to anybody who supports the motion but doesn't support the timing that now is when you would make a motion to table if you don't want it to come to a vote. Okay, can you call the roll, Paul?
Grace Aaron. David Adelson.
Pass.
Mary Berg.
No.
Teresa Allen. Max Blaché.
No.
Lydia Brezon.
Yes.
Marty Derlin, Jane Gatewood,
Jane.
Bob Lederer,
yes.
R. Paul Martin, no. Darv Rundawa, Sandra Rolline,
no.
Doreen Roberts,
yes.
Okay, Doreen Roberts is yes. Rob Robinson,
yes.
Deb Shafto. Deb Shafto and Hakim Takash. Okay.
And you come back to me. I'll abstain.
Oh, Adelson.
I'll abstain.
So it's a tie. So it fails.
It's 4 in favor, 4 against, 2 abstentions. That would fail it.
Mm-hmm.
Motion doesn't carry. Mm. Okay. Hopefully you can bring it back. Or, you know, as a director, Bob, you're fully empowered to propose a policy change at any time.
But it's not a change. There never was a policy.
Whatever. Mm. He can propose it to the board without
the committee. He can propose a new policy.
Without the committee. The next item is Serene's proposal having to do with replacement. Could you want to read it, Serene? And we're going to give now 40 minutes to this.
It's 5 after 8.
Okay, great. Thank you. Serene?
Okay. I sent the language to everyone. For the record, I'll read it. Whereas the current language of the bylaws with regard to filling vacant local board seats allows for the possibility that an unelected, lower-ranked runner-up may inherit a longer term than a more highly ranked candidate, and whereas we believe that this is violative of the intent of the voters, and whereas the provision limits filling an empty seat to midterm, which might result in a board functioning with fewer than 24 members for almost 18 months, be it resolved that Article 4, Section 10 of the Pacifica Bylaws is amended as follows. If a delegate position becomes vacant during a term, let me just ask as a point of order, is it helpful for folks, or is it a violation of our rules for me to highlight the changes so that those who don't have the text in front of them will know what's being changed?
I think it's really helpful.
Yeah, it is very helpful to do it that way. This is
me. Okay.
Is there any other?
So
hang on. Is there any other sentiment on that the other way? Okay, go ahead.
Okay, here's the language. If a delegate position becomes vacant during a term, here the words during a term are replacing the word midterm, that delegate shall be replaced for the remainder of his or her term by the highest ranked candidate from the last election of delegates for that class's members for that station who was not elected and who is available and continues to meet the delegate eligibility requirements as set forth in Section 2A or 2B of this article of these bylaws. Here's new language. Should more than one such vacancy occur, the replacement delegate's term shall be adjusted so that the highest-ranked unelected candidate obtains the longest available term. Continuing with old language, in the event that no eligible and available candidate from the last election is found, and this is new language, then the highest-ranked eligible and available candidate from the previous election shall be seated. If none such is found, returning to old language, then the delegates for that radio station shall appoint a member of the appropriate class to serve as a delegate and fill the seat for the remainder of the term. So that's the motion.
Is there a second to that motion?
This is Sandra. I'll second it.
Okay. Discussion.
This is Lydia. Put me on
the chair. Who else?
Well, me, but I can wait.
Okay, and I have a question. So Lydia, then me, and then Serene.
Okay, at the KPFK working group, what we decided was if this was to be changed, if this considered enough of a problem in the network, and it was not considered that big of a problem in KPFK. However, we did have a discussion about it, and what we thought would be best was to employ what they did at KPFA when it was the lab, where they would remove the person leaving, the person vacating the spot, and rerun the election. So then that person's entire ballot gets distributed as you do in STV. This apparently, according to other members, I don't know because I didn't have firsthand experience, but other members in the committee said this is very common in organizations where they use STV voting to fill vacancies that way. However, I may point out that at the time of the Berkeley lab, it was they were single terms. It was not staggered terms. And so by so doing, you end up having to rerun perhaps the previous election in order to fill the previous, you know, the vacating person, obviously. But I personally think that this is a larger discussion. We did not reach consensus. I don't think anyone else on the bylaws working group agreed with Serene's solution. It is, you know, I think it is a concern to see enough people, I suppose, but I think it's not one of those unanimous and items, but it's not that I'm totally opposed to it, but we came to a different conclusion at KPFK.
Yeah, I'll follow on that. I don't mean to be dense, but when we're dealing with things like this, and I'll admit I didn't read it carefully, it's sometimes you don't think about the implications. The question I had was whether, what we've seen before was this issue that somebody gets elected, and let's see, what was there was a situation in D.C. actually. When Mark went off.
No, it wasn't when Mark left. It was when
was when Tom Gomez left, right? Wasn't it?
We had Tom Gomez and another person. I think it may have been. There was another person, and they left at the same during the same month. And because that election involved 1 year candidacies.
That's right.
That was the problem we faced, is that we really, there was a bit of an instinct that whoever would have normally gotten the 3-year seat should have been bumped up to the 3-year seat.
Right.
So that still applies. That still applies. I remember remembering now. So that still applies because if somebody resigns in the middle of their term and somebody just got elected, right now it goes back to the more... It goes back to the more recent election or to the one from which that candidate had been elected
To the most recent.